This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Cheese is now at 38 pounds per person, so every American is eating 38 pounds of cheese here. That's up 17% since 2010 alone. There's a lot of upside to that yet. Quoting Mark Stevenson, you have to take a look at a few other countries like France, Germany, Greece, that have greater per capita cheese consumption than we do. In some of those countries, we're talking about 50 pounds per capita. The flip side, butter has made a big rebound and is now back at levels when we have that kind of consumption level. So the way Americans are consuming their dairy products is changing, and I can unequivocally say without the dairy checkoff, the rebound for butter and the cheese growth wouldn't have taken place.
Corey Geiger, managing editor of Hord's Dairyman magazine.
Tuesday.
You know, the labor laws are complicated at best and continue to be ever-evolving on the policy side. Certainly not my area of expertise, but how do I keep employees? How do I make sure that I provide them with those professional opportunities so that they do stay? What should be in an employee handbook? How do I keep me and my employees and my family safe when I'm on a farm? I think all of those areas are shared values that we all as people have. And so if you guys are interested in kind of the full labor survey of what that shook out, that is publicly available on our website now under the Workforce Development tab on nationaldairyfarm.com.
That's Emily Eiser-Stepp, the Senior Director of the National Dairy Farm Program.
Wednesday.
The coronavirus actually has really reaffirmed that, especially when it came to risk management, with specifically the new program of the dairy margin coverage, DMC, that I think we got it right. It has proven to be very, very helpful for those farmers to be able to sign up for that program. My evaluation, though, and I've hosted a number of dairy summits, almost all of them virtual, but we have started doing that in person. But my evaluation is that for the farmers who signed up for the dairy margin coverage, they're very thankful for that program, that's been one of a number of effective tools to help them through some pretty difficult times. And my vision is that we have a future-focused policy agenda that really restores a robust rural economy and empowers rural communities. And I think we can see that by, obviously, where our farm families, our ranch families are doing better financially, our rural communities restore a robust rural economy, and we begin to grow, or regrow is the best way to say it, rural America.
That's Republican Pennsylvania Congressman Glenn G.T. Thompson.
Thursday.
Chris, you have more information on how dairy producers can apply now for additional aid from losses due to the pandemic.
Yes, this is the second of the coronavirus food assistance program payments that farmers have to apply for. Everyone who is eligible for the first round is essentially eligible again, and this will be paid on known milk production bill, at least for the bulk of the payments. So the details are that dairy payments will be based on actual milk production from April 1st to August 31st. The USDA county offices will have that data available. For milk production in the last 4 months of the year, September 1st through December 31st, they're going to estimate that using your average daily production during the April to August base period. So the bottom line is county offices will have a much better approximation of what a farm's milk production is this year. And multiplied against that will be $1.20 a hundredweight. So that's the good news, is that basically you're going to be getting $1.20 a hundredweight on your milk production from April 1 through the end of this year. Now, the same payment limits apply, and that's something that we've continued to ask USDA to reassess. But the bottom line is that the payment limitations are going to be $250,000 for the typical farm. There are some farm structures where that will be raised to $500,000 or even $750,000.
Friday.
Fine-tuning DCAD, or dietary cation anion difference, in rations for close-up cows. Recently, Dr. Jesse Goff of Iowa State University gave a very interesting webinar. First of all, it was impressive because the amount of calcium cows really need. Realizing there's only 3 or 4 grams of calcium in the blood pool, dry cows need 18 grams of calcium before calving, while after calving, postpartum, they need 55 grams or more, depending on milk yield. So suddenly, within days, cows go from a fairly modest calcium requirement to a very high calcium requirement, and that body needs to provide that for milk production.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.